This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for hanging with us today on WGR. Mike Shope is out sick today. I am the Bulldog along with Zach Jones. Sal Capaccio coming up on the other side of the top of the hour. Sports update, 803-0550 is the number. And let's see if we can't squeeze in a couple of phone calls. Fred's very excited. Matt is up first this segment. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks. How you doing?
Great, man.
So I'm giving the second round pickup all day for him.
Okay.
All day.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about the best receivers I've seen since I've been watching football, and I probably haven't watched football since 2000. I'm 31, so it's probably okay. Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, and, mm-hmm. you know, he's one of them. Like, and he's still good. He's 30. We can get another 3 years out of him. It's a second-round pick. Like, especially with Josh's contract, like, I don't want to look back in a few years if we repeat playoff losses again and regret not pushing now. And then what's Josh going to do if we, you know, Josh might be like, well, it's not for me here, obviously.
That's a tremendous leap. Sure, but I understand the urgency. I mean, anyone should be able to understand the urgency. I think you touched on the key points, his age and – like, yes, he was productive when he played, but he did miss time the last 2 years, once with a suspension, once with an injury, and at his age, guys, very accomplished receivers, can start to deteriorate physically. So, you know, I think in a perfect world, you make this trade, you don't pay too much, and in my opinion, a second-round pick is just too much. At his age, at the money, and what I'm looking at doing with potentially a second-round pick, which is someone who's on my team on a rookie contract for 4 years to start off with, I don't think I can go that high. I mean, I get it. I even alluded to it when I asked Zach, like, how high would you go? Because you sort of decide, this is how much I can pay, and then, oh, but what if I can make it happen for, you know, instead of a third? Like, a third is my ceiling, but you can definitely make it happen for a second. Do you want the player or not? I want the player at the right price. And so I don't want to overpay. And I think the league right now is telling you, or telling the Cardinals, a second-round pick is too big an ask. I would expect that the second-round pick, part of their demand, second-round pick and a player, I mean, a player, I mean, that can vary. I think I would bet the second-round pick is what the league is perceiving, or teams that are interested in DeAndre Hopkins are looking at as being too big an ask. So you shouldn't pay more than the market is telling you you need to pay. And right now, I think the marketplace is telling you a second is too big an ask. So I wouldn't want Bean to acquiesce to that just because of, you know, my window being as open as it is. I would want to do something else at that point. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate the call. Ryan is up next. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog, I keep hearing about the window for the Bills to win being now, and to a degree I agree with that. But you have to remember, Josh Allen is 26 years old. He's not, you know, 35. And I think he's still probably going to be playing at a pretty good level when he is 35. So my concern is, you know, when you look at the Hopkins buzz and some of the restructures that we did, it seems to me, and I'm not a contract expert, but, you know, especially if we were to do the Hopkins thing, regardless of what we send back in draft compensation, to me it looks like the contracts are going to kick in the can down the road. Looks like it's going to be happening, you know, not so far down the road if we keep doing this. I just don't want to waste Allen, you know, not necessarily now, but, like, also when he's 31, 32, 33. And I'm wondering if Bean is feeling the pressure to you know, get us a championship now.
I thank you for the call. I think he would tell you probably You know, we always feel pressure. But, you know, look, the Bills have been at the top of the projections for a couple of seasons now. I just said it earlier, like really beginning pretty early in the 20 season, they became a team that very clearly looked capable of winning the Super Bowl. And that is carried on through, well, the rest of that season and the 21 season and the 22 season. And we're going into now a fourth season of them being in a window where they are, you know, expected to win the Super Bowl. Sounds a little ridiculous. But expectations are high, and you don't get to keep jobs like Bean and McDermott have forever in pro sports. You have to get results. And even if you are close but keep missing out, I think eventually change can come. And we took a call last week that, you know, we both, Mike and I think, sort of were taken aback by, you know, if this and if that, are we going to have to fire McDermott? Or, you know, are people going to start calling for his head? People have been calling for his head since 13 seconds. Like, that's already out there. While I'm not sitting here wanting to construct conversations around some sort of doomsday scenario where the Bills continue to fall short, what happens to those guys, I do think it should be plainly obvious, like what I just said, you don't get to have these jobs forever. So, you know, they I would think as years go by, it would be natural to feel more pressure to get it done while you've got this window right now. And so does Bean feel that? I mean, I can't tell you like how he really feels deep down inside when his head hits the pillow, but I'm sure they are exhausting every avenue. That's why I think they've been rumored to be attached to this DeAndre Hopkins idea in the first place. That is evidence of them feeling like they've got a strike. So that's how I take that. Thank you for the calls. We'll take a timeout here. Sal Capaccio live from Arizona at the NFL owners meetings. On the other side of the update, Mike Chope has the day off today. I am the Bulldog along with Zach Jones. You're listening to WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.